Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is coming soon. Now, here's Craig.
Winning souls, not arguments. The men who were guarding Jesus mocked him and beat him. They blindfolded him and hit him again and then demanded, "Prophesy, who hit you?" And it wasn't just the physical abuse, but they heaped mocking insult upon Jesus. Luke chapter 22, verses 64 and 65. All four of the gospel writers recount how Jesus responded to both the physical and verbal abuse. To the false charges before the Sanhedrin, Jesus remained silent. Matthew chapter 26, verses 57 to 63. To the spitting and hitting by the members of the Sanhedrin, Jesus remained silent. Matthew chapter 26, verses 67 to 68. To the physical abuse of the guards, along with their mocking insults, Jesus remained silent. Mark chapter 14, verse 65, and Luke chapter 22, verses 64 and 65. To the mocking he endured before King Herod, Jesus remained silent. Luke chapter 23, verses 9 through 11. To the false charges announced to Governor Pilate, Jesus remained silent. Matthew chapter 27, verses 12 through 14. To the insults and mocking thrown his way as he hung on the cross, Jesus remained silent. Matthew chapter 27, verses 38 to 44, Mark chapter 15, verses 29 to 32, and Luke chapter 23, verses 35 and 36. His only verbal response was after being slapped in the face by one of the officials in the Sanhedrin. Jesus said, "If I said something wrong, testify as to what is wrong. But if I spoke the truth, why did you strike me?" John chapter 18, verses 22 and 23. These are what we call an ad hominem attack. That is, attacking the person instead of confronting the ideas or arguments the person is presenting. The self-control of Jesus here is absolutely astounding. Peter records, "When they hurled their insults, and I would add their fists and their spit at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly." 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23. Even as his trial got underway, Luke records, "The council of the elders of the people met together, and Jesus was led before them." Luke chapter 22, verse 66. Dr. Henry Halley points out that extra-biblical sources have told us that this trial violated at least four of the Sanhedrin's own rules. 1. Meeting on the morning of a festival. 2. Meeting in Caiaphas's personal residence. 3. Trying a defendant without defense. And 4. Passing the verdict of a death sentence in one day instead of 2 days. I would add a fifth rule, which is found in Scripture. At least two witnesses need to be in agreement with their testimony for there to be a death sentence. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 6, chapter 19, verse 5, and Mark chapter 14, verses 55 to 59. When the Sanhedrin then hauled Jesus before Pontius Pilate, even their charges made before the governor in Luke chapter 23, verses 1 and 2, were flimsy at best. Charge number 1, subversion. There's no proof for this. 2, opposing taxes to Rome. This was false. See Luke chapter 20, verses 20 to 25. And 3, Jesus was a rival to the Roman throne. Not true. And still, Jesus remained almost completely silent. He only spoke when asked a direct question, but he remained silent throughout the false accusations, the verbal taunts, and the physical abuse. When I am treated unfairly, when the rules are bent against me, when false charges are lodged against me, I get angry. I want to defend myself. I want to put my accusers or abusers in their place. Could Jesus have prevented his arrest? Yes. See Matthew chapter 26, verse 53. Could Jesus have defended himself before the Sanhedrin, Pilate, and King Herod? Yes. Could Jesus have come down from the cross to prove his power? Yes. But Jesus wasn't trying to win a momentary argument. He was winning souls for eternity. Jesus came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Mark chapter 10, verse 45. So, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. When anger boils up because of the mistreatment we are enduring, we must consider him who endured such opposition from sinners so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. Like Jesus, let's not try to win just a momentary argument that may result in the loss of a soul for all of eternity. There is a time to speak, and there is a time for silence. As we keep our eyes on Jesus, we will know what time it is.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is coming soon. To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please visit craigtowens.com.